And with theme from A Summer Place, it's hello again from me, Mike Roberts, and welcome to Malta Memories, the third edition in our 17-programme series spanning the years 1973 to 1980. This week, we begin a brand new year and travel through the first half of 1974 via the news created by ordinary events and the ordinary people of Malta who made its social history. Helped again with a few musical memory joggers of those days provided by the popular music of the time. So I think we'll begin this week with just that, a 1974 chart hit from David Essex. David Essex in 1974 with Gonna Make You a Star. The year began with the official opening of Malta's first ever Arboretum on a 30-acre site at Ta'ali, recording a joint venture between the Department of Agriculture and the Men of Trees. Whilst on Malta's sister island Gozo, the Portelli family of Arla were awarded the year's Golden Heart Award for their demonstration of true Christian spirit despite adversity. Examiners from the Association Board of the Royal School of Music arrived in Malta to conduct the board's examinations and to award the 1974 scholarship. And 200 electrical dealers, all winners of a UK national competition with their partners, arrived for a four-day stay at the Salina Bay Hotel. No doubt they did a bit of dancing whilst on the island. Certainly one of the most popular singing groups of 1974 and subsequent years, ABBA, would have been encouraging them to do so with this chart hit of that year.
Baby, give me one more day while the music still goes on. Don't think about tomorrow, dance and forget our time is gone. Tonight's the night we borrow. Yes, all we have to do is dance.
Dance from ABBA. February saw Malta's third annual exhibition of arts and crafts taking place with the Rehabilitation Centre for Physically Handicapped at Corradino Palace, benefiting from the proceeds. 80 licences were granted to street hawkers, allowing them to extend their only location in Valletta's Merchant Street to a new location at St James Ditch, Floriana. A new book by Roger Parnis, Exploring Malta, was advertised, providing new walks and new routes, both cross-country and circular. The Hamroon Girls' Secondary School won the Shield of Merit at the National Exhibition of Children's Art, held at the Palazzo della Sal, Valletta. It was predicted that the world energy crisis was likely to affect Malta's 1974 tourist numbers. And the greatly respected former Speaker of the Malta Legislature and leading lawyer, Judge Joseph Flores, died at the age of 67. On the music scene, the ever-popular singer and entertainer Val Dunican continued his busy TV and recording career with this.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me, and I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost that you can see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind that the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. But heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burnt in a three-way script. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out of me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back.
Val Dunican, and If You Could Read My Mind. The month of March saw Malta well represented at the Turin Holidays Tourism and Sport Show, with its traditional gold and silver filigree, pottery and lace products attracting much attention. Malta's airport, feeling the strain of the tourist growth, doubling to 1 million a year, announced expansion and development plans, with the existing passenger terminal completed in 1958 to be ultimately converted for cargo. And still focusing on tourism, April the 1st saw Air Malta's first Boeing 720B go into service, complete with Air Malta livery and the familiar eight-pointed cross on the tail. Following a pageant on the life, passion, death and resurrection of Christ, held at St. Joseph Parish Church, Mseda, a statue of Our Lady of Sorrows, the work of Rabat sculptor Gelormi Dingley, was blessed. And about this time, the popular music singing group, The Hollies, recorded one of the 70s classic love songs.
I can't think of anything.
Hollies in 1974 and The Air That I Breathe. Before that, there was the work of Rabat sculptor Jlormy Dingley in the news. Another artistic Rabat resident was in the news too, Mr. J. Atsapardi. He won the Best Model of a Garden Prize at the annual spring show at St. Anton Gardens. Burkakara saw the opening of its newest hotel, the Sunrise Park, converted from a modern apartment block. It boasted 66 rooms, suites and apartments on four floors. And a Europe Day dinner was organised and hosted by the Malta Council of the European Movement at the Grand Hotel Vidala. With vinyl recording still very much in production at the time, 1974 saw the release of the Helen Reddy long-playing album Free and Easy from Capitol. And with her relaxed, happy-sounding voice, I and countless others, no doubt, enjoyed 10 superb songs, of which this was the title track. Helen Reddy, Free and Easy. Spring in Malta was now well established, and Victor Caruana of Mosta added to the season with his delightful photo, published in the Sunday Times of Malta, of a sparrow's nest, a species of bird that thrives on the island, nesting in house vents, rubble walls, or any other similar convenient place. St. Michael's College of Education Old Boys entertained children to a carnival fancy dress party at Stella Maris. International Tourist Services, based in Sliema, offered holiday-saving vouchers designed to help visitors make the most of their holiday in both Malta and Gozo, plus a free lottery ticket. Whilst recruits from No. 3 Corps of St. John's Ambulance Brigade attended training at Arbeia Dingley, where they studied, among other things, map reading and how to deal with emergencies. And a new road linking Salina Road with the square at Bujiba was opened and named Pioneer Corps Street. From the record stores and over the airwaves, Sweet Sensation brought us this.
Sweet
Sad Sweet Dreamer from Sweet Sensation. Summer 1974 had arrived and Master Mason Abraham Shembury was entrusted with the restoration work at Birkacara Parish Church, having first impressed all concerned with a 4-foot-3-inch high model of the church that he'd created from its original stone. Another person who was impressed for another reason was Dr. Frederick Large of the International Committee of Goodwill Industries, who arrived in Malta from the United States. He said he'd been inspired by the work being done by volunteers for the rehabilitation of the island's physically handicapped. It was reported from Paris that one of its largest and best-known theatres had given 3 screenings to a film on Maltese life, providing most of the thousands of theatre-goers who viewed it their first visual contact with Malta and its people. And as the half-year arrived and June came to a close, hundreds of people kept tradition alive at Busquet, when the Feast of St. Peter and St. Paul, popularly known as Mnaia, was celebrated. As well as the singing of folk songs and dancing in the floodlit gardens, the traditional fare of fried rabbit was a must. And the title of a chart hit from Harper's Bazaar at the time might have been appropriate for the occasion. Anything goes.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was in the dark, and something shocking up heaven.
Yeah. those knocks you've got, and those blues you've got, from that news you've got, and those pains you've got, if any brains you've got, from those little radios.
Cole Porter's Anything Goes, given a rather different treatment there by Harper's Bazaar, closing another programme, the first 6 months of 1974, in our series, Malta Memories. I'll be back next week to take us through to the close of that year as it was being recorded in Malta by the ordinary people and the ordinary events of everyday life on these islands, and what an historical end to a year it was to be. Please don't hesitate to let me know if any of what I've covered in this series so far represents a memory for you, or indeed triggers your recollection of something you think is interesting or significant. You can do so if you listen online by just clicking comment on the station's website, or direct to me on email at mikeroberts@firenet.ws. Or if you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.